Are you prepared to hear the word of the Lord? Amen. I'd like to welcome Pastor Francis to come and give us the word. And I hope you're prepared. Are you prepared? Amen. And it's such a great opportunity for him to come and minister to us. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Whoever taught me something, taught me like meandering, you know, the meandering. I don't know. Do we have a microphone that they can meander, that they can move around? Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, today we are going to learn something. Actually, do I say, okay, thank you very much. God bless you. Not really learning, but refreshing. Tell your neighbor, today we have a refresher course. Amen. Yeah, in some jobs that we do, at times we say, in service. In service, refresher, and you go 3 months refresher course. Coming back, you are coming shining, and you know each and everything, the methodologies of that job, even how you go about it. And hey, that guy, he has been on refresher course. So today, we want to remind ourselves, nothing new. There is a singer who sang and said, Praise the Lord. So we want to talk today, or we want to refresh ourselves. We better know our rights. Let me tell you, today you are driving on the roads of Dallas, even Texas, hallelujah, around there. And you don't know your right. Or you have forgotten your right. Someone somewhere will come and crush you. But if you know your right, even the cop, they call them what? The cops, they call them, the peace, the officer of peace, wherever. Those ones you are talking about. Now, if he comes, you are driving 60 miles per hour, this road is meant to 60 miles per hour. My stickers are okay. I have a driver's license. My everything is okay. You have the right to tell, excuse me, sir, why did you stop me? You have the right. Amen? Same with the wakidum. All the truth is parallel. Tell your neighbor, all the truth is parallel. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, nothing new, but refreshment. Refreshing. Refreshing. Is it refreshing? Refreshing, whichever. But refreshing. In service. We are in service. Tell your neighbor, in service course. Amen. No, we can't go ahead not unless we remind ourselves why we are here today. Hey, if I don't know about, I don't know about you, but I'm here because of the benefits of the cross. My pastor, at the time he was praying, I said, yes, yeah, there, because we are here, not because of anything else, not because my auntie or my guka or my whoever did this and that. No, but the benefits of the cross. Amen. The benefits of the cross. This is why you are seated where you are. I know you have a best bed. I know you have a best chair. I know you have the best TV. Those big ones. That you can watch even the preacher. Yeah. But you decided to come and sit down. You didn't know who was to preach. But you are there wherever, whatever coming. You see, the Bible says, blessed are they they hunger and thirst for the word of God, for they shall be filled. Amen? You are here, and you are telling me you are not worshiping. You are here, and you are telling me you are not giving services to the Lord. You are a servant of the Most High God. Tell your neighbor, I am a servant of the Most High God. Do I glorify? Yes. Even sitting? Yes. Even listening? Yes. That's a service. Let the devil not come and tell you, when was your last time you stood before people and you talked about Jesus? Tell them, even if I don't do it, I come and listen. I come and listen. And my faith is being rekindled every single day. Praise the Lord. Amen. When it reaches there, I don't want to know whether I have little or nothing in my pocket. Whether my account reads zero. But I have him that liveth forever. The time I remember of the cross, the benefits of the cross, there I am. I have the right. Amen. to stand before him that liveth forever, to stand and call him Abba Father, without even asking and being told, hey, go and say 25 and a half rosaries. Were you there? Can you remember those times? A human being telling me, giving me the punishment. What? If you want to qualify well, go and say 25 and a half rosaries that you may have a breakthrough with your God. Today, I can have breakthrough without even consulting my wife, even without consulting my brother. There I am because he's my father. Amen? I'm talking of my father. I don't know about your father. I'm talking of my father. Tell your neighbor, he's talking of his father. Even yourself, you have a father, don't you? The way you approach your father, I mean, we'll reach there. Praise the Lord. I'm going to finish and tell you we go home now. Because God is good. May I tell you? There is, okay, some have gone to theology. You know how to go about it. You know how to stand before people. You know, la, 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 but the best teacher. Can I tell you something? The best teacher is the Holy Ghost. The teacher of the teachers is the Holy Ghost. At times you ask God, my God, what am I going to tell these people? He tells you, shut up. Get up and go. Just go and say hallelujah. And the rest will come. And the rest will follow. Amen. I'm not telling you hallelujah. And then I sit down. But we'll have something small that we shall share. And then we go home. Amen. Or go and have something to eat. Because it's good to eat. The stomach is meant for the food. And the food is meant for the stomach. And all. God is bringing the end of it all. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm reading. And I told you it's a refreshment. Can you remember I told you that? There we are. You get it on the way. Whether it is a refreshment or is in service or something like that. The power. Oh. The power of spoken word. The power of spoken word. Well, I can't help it. We are reading from Deuteronomy. Are you there, Sister Oren? We want to go with you. And Sister Purity, she's my buddy. I like her. She's good. She helps. When I am preaching, oh my God, she helps me a lot. Amen? And now we are reading in Deuteronomy 28. The book you have been reading from the time you got saved. But anyway, just give me a minute or two. Hey! Is it okay if you give me a minute or two? I talk of how I understand it. How you understand it is okay. But maybe I can add something small on what you believe. Is it a sin? Oh, hallelujah. Deuteronomy, my sister, if you are there, everybody, let's go ahead now. 1 to 15. I mean, let's reach to 15. Yes, Sister P. Oh, my God. Someone give her a mic because it's good. Yeah. Can we preach together, my sister? You know I love you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, amen.
Amen. All right. The reading of the Lord. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 15. If you obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flock, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but flee from you in seven. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hand to. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he is giving you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all the peoples on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock and the crops of your ground in the land he swore to your forefathers to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will borrow from none. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day and carefully follow them, you will be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands I give you today to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. However, if you do not obey the Lord... Okay.
Because the rest are curses. But I don't want to read about curses today. Let's read about the benefits of salvation. For your information, to clarify this, it was hard. Very, very, very hard. Okay, before we reach there, sister, again, maybe we'll read Leviticus. You see how hard it was. It was hard for you to qualify, to reach to Deuteronomy 28. But today, hallelujah, it has been easing. It is easy. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's like honey, something beautiful. Let me tell you, it was hard, very hard. Leviticus 12, 1-8. Sister Purity again. Leviticus. I'm just putting foundations. You know, you like it. Amen? We'll fall and finally you see the benefits of the cross. Why you are where you are. I tell you, it's so sweet. We don't need... Oh, I might come to the
Leviticus
preaching.
12?
12, 1, 2.
Okay. Okay. Leviticus chapter 12, 1 to 12.
Go ahead.
Okay. The Lord said to Moses, "Say to the Israelites, a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, just as she is unclean during her monthly period. On the 8th day, the boy is to be circumcised. Then the woman must wait 30 days to be purified from her bleeding. She must not touch anything sacred or go to the sanctuary until the days of her purification are over. If she gives birth to a daughter, for 2 weeks the woman will be unclean, as during her period. Then she must wait 66 days to be purified from her bleeding. When the days of her purification for a son or daughter are over, she is to bring to the priest at the entrance to the tent of meeting a year-old lamb for a burnt offering and a young pigeon or a dove for a sin offering. He shall offer them before the Lord to make atonement for her, and she will be ceremoniously clean from her flow of blood. These are the regulations for the woman who gives birth to a boy or a girl. If she cannot afford a lamb, she is to bring 2 doves or 2 pigeons, one for a burnt offering and the other for a sin offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for her and she will be clean."
Praise the Lord. We have got mothers around here. Tell me, could you have afforded? We are in America. Well, I don't know. I don't know why I'm going there, but I better. Tell me something now. For you to be sinless, for you to feel that you are okay before God, that's what you are supposed to do. Everything was touchable. Every blood, 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 shedding of blood everywhere. Pigeons, dove, you know, lamb, bulls and the like. And the woman, and I don't want to be biased, but you see what? The woman, she can't come to church. If she bears a boy 66 days, before she comes to church. And whatever she touches, this is unclean. It's unclean. I don't know who was cooking at their homestead. I don't know. But you know what? It was hard. Very hard. Every single minute is sacrificial. Tell me now. We're in America. Where could we be getting these animals? Tell me now. Oh, I love you, Jesus, because of making it easy for Francis, for Pastor Tony, for Pastor Julius, for making it easy. Oh, hallelujah. We just walk to heaven and say, hallelujah, this is the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I was just rejoicing it. Amen. Now, after knowing all these hardships, and we can't be okay with God till the shedding of blood is there, That's the Bible. God has come and we are good now. Now we are okay and we can claim anything and there we are. Now, back to our text, Deuteronomy 28. Now, this they call it a check. They call it a check that is written and, I mean, it's signed down there. I have a check somewhere. And this check, you see the way that it's written. Okay, the signature. God himself has written, has signed a check now. It's for you to fill the figures there, the amount you want. Praise the Lord. It is as easy as that. Now, the Bible talks of the benefits that we want to get. I'll be blessed. Well, how did you start it? I'll be blessed when I'm going out. I'll be blessed when I come in. Those are I'm just touching the few ones. There are a lot of the benefits. When I go out, I have the right to be protected. Can I ask you a question? The government that knows how to rule their people, do they give them protection? I'm asking the saints. Do a government that is worthy called a government, what is their job? Is it not to protect their own? Amen. Same, and I told you the truth. All the truth is parallel. Even God himself, his main job is to protect his own. We are protected on our way going, on our way coming in. But remember, there is the qualification. The shedding of the blood, which you didn't shed today. Who shed the blood today? You did it, and you are not going to do it. And if you see, if I happen to visit you, and you tell me, hey, you know what? I'm shedding the blood, you know. I tell you, oh, we have to pray for you. That's a cult. C-U-L-T. That's a cult. You know what's a cult? It's something that looks like godly, and it's not. Blood is done away with it because it is finished. Tell your neighbor, it's finished. Amen. Do I mean the work of the priests are not done? No, they are there. For your information, this book of Deuteronomy is the last book of the five books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Moses wrote this book when he was almost dying. He reaches a place, if you can read the end. Anyway, I won't be giving you these scriptures. But anyway, 34, 1 to 5, you're not reading it. Deuteronomy 34, 1 to 5, it says that Moses, God told him, hey, now is the time to see the promise that I promised your forefathers. Can you see now? Just be here before. This is Jordan. You won't cross Jordan. Because if you cross Jordan, you come to the land of the promise. So you're not getting it. But you see it at far. Because I promised you that you will not enter into that land because of what you did. And there he's seeing it. And then from there, the Bible says, he died. Guess who buried him? God, not me. The Bible says that God buried him. And the Bible says no one knows the grave of Moses. Don't worry about that. We shall know when we go to heaven where he was buried. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the benefits are there. And it's time, brethren. It's time to start quoting. It's the time to start confessing of what you know. Praise the Lord. If you see your children going, you know, astray, you have the right. Don't talk of what they are doing. Oh, you are telling everybody, my kids are doing this. My kids are going haywire. My kids are doing that. No! You stand with the promises. Remember what it was read. I bless the work of your hands. I'm ahead of time. I bless the children from your loins. Is that the Bible or me? Is that me who's saying that? The Bible, if you can read and read Deuteronomy 28, it says, I'll bless when you go out. I'll bless you when you come in. I'll bless the children of your loins. Hallelujah. If my children are going the other way around, I won't be seeing what they are doing. Because this might be the devil. But I will be talking his goodness. I'll be talking of how good he is. Why I'm prophesying. Praise the Lord. Oh, no. Am I talking to somebody? Are you not a father? Are you not a mother of that kid? And that kid is trying to go elsewhere. You are standing and saying, not you. Not you. You are a child of the promise. And those are not your companies. Whoever you are moving with, whoever is that one, no. You are a child of the promise. And if he says he'll bless the children of our loins, that's what the Lord is saying. not preacher Francis. No, it's written. Written and sealed. Praise the Lord. So our children will be the head and not be. They'll be above and never be. That's the Bible. If they try not, you say, hey, 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 I stand with you, those words. And my children, and I'm not bragging. I'll be saying, yes, my children are the best. I like the people that stand and say, hey, meet my most beautiful wife. It's good. It's nice. That's what you see. Praise the Lord. You'll be standing and saying, I'm blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I am not bragging. I am blessed of the Lord, and I don't want to know how you see the blessings. Pastor Julius, who's the success to be successful? You are trying to get the methodology of to be successful, you know, you have to drive that one. To be successful, you have to be living in. To be successful, you have to be that job. Let me tell you, stand, because there are people who are million, if not a billion, if not a whatever, trio, yet they are there and saying, my God. I'm dying. My God. And here we are walking majestically, brother. I'm blessed of the Lord. Who cares? It's me who is blessed. You are trying to see. He's saying he's blessed, yeah. Where is he living? Where? Stand and say you are blessed of the Lord. Walk and say you are blessed of the Lord, because the Bible says so. If there is a book that is talking the truth, is my Bible. And if he tells me to walk this way, the question is it you, God? You said I walk that way? Yes, I'll walk. Because at the end of it, there is something sweet. Tell your neighbor, at the end of the tunnel, there is something sweet. Not just the light. There is something sweet. Amen? Praise the Lord. I am blessed of the Lord. I am blessed of the Lord. Let me tell you, don't try to belittle yourself, because every day, that's the order of the day. The devil every day is trying to bring you down, 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 down. I might jump some and I reach you to somewhere. I'm talking of millionaires. Ay, 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 ay. I'm talking to millionaires. Millionaires, hands up. Ooh, I like it. We are together. I wanted to prove you wrong. If you did say you are not a millionaire, I wanted to prove you. Can I prove you a bit? Let me prove you. Where is Tony? Tony, wow, boy. Okay, now, I want you, I know you are a mathematician. Do me something here. And if you have a pen, I want to prove him wrong. If you have a calculator, have it now. But he's doing it without a calculator. Here we are. I want to prove you a millionaire. Amen? Now they send us tax and they tell us, this year you earned 30,000. You earned 40,000 a year. You earned 100,000 a year. Tony, 85 times 30,000. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Give me the figure. What did you say? I know she's wrong. She's completely wrong. Our accountant is here and he's not answered. Tell us. 35 times 30. Don't you even add the zeros. 35 times 30. What? Don't bring me down, Pastor. No, you are right. Come on, you are right in the first place even. I'm trying to bring them. I want them to be active. You are right. Come on, girl. You are right. Amen. What figure did you get? 2.5. What? Give me a break now. 2.5 million Kenya shillings. And now you're telling me you are poor? Don't start laughing at people, telling them how poor you are. You are a millionaire. I would like you to walk like a millionaire. Hey, 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 hey. Did you get it? That's the least. 30,000 a year. There are people getting 100,000 a year. I'm telling you the truth of the matter. A year, six figures. Billionaire. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bwana asifiwe. If that is the language you understand. When it reaches here, it reaches whereby I don't want you to sympathize with me. Hey, hey, hey. How can you sympathize with a millionaire? By the way, anyway, please, if you may talk. You are sympathizing with me? Ooh, yeah. Take it somewhere else. Not me. Tell your neighbor, take it somewhere else, not me. Because I'm a millionaire. Praise the Lord. And for your information, before I come to conclusion, I have a million here. Let me tell you. What is faith? Theologians, Bible readers, what is faith? I can ask you a question because I've empowered to do that. I'm being empowered, so I can ask you a question. You better know what is faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, an evidence of things not seen. Do you see this? $1 million. This guy can collect a trash. $1 million. Do you know what I do? I'm practicing what I'm preaching. I pin it on the wall. And every morning I'm telling God, fill that somebody. I want $1 million. And the time I'll be having $1 million, my brother, you'll be saying, hey, what's happening? There is a cause. A cause of pinning it on the wall. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I decree a millionaire, and I decree it, and I decree it, and I decree it in the morning, in the afternoon, I am. So I don't walk like someone who is there and who is nothing. I told you all the truth is parallel. Romans 10:10. That's the gospel we used to preach down there when we were in Kenya. And we are going to doors to doors, and we were saying, you know, it's by believing in your heart. Reminding me. You have forgotten. Those 2 years, 10 years, 15 years you have been in America, you have forgotten. Excuse me, what did you say? Oh, it is even there. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Rorin. May God bless you. Look what it is saying. With the heart, one believes, result in righteousness. Oh, I like in Jesus. Okay. And with the mouth, one confesses, resulting in salvation. It's okay. It's okay. You believe. Did I tell you all the truth is parallel? Did I say that? You believe. You confess it. And it came to be. 10 years. 12 years. I'm still saved. And it started with one day. Not with one day. With 1 second. Like the time I got saved, I remember. They were singing. Oh my God, I love singing. I love singing. I can't remember even the song. But I came in the church. Holier than thou. Well, shining. Yeah, I'm shining. Come here, come here. I sat down. You wait. Who is the Holy Spirit? A respecter of a person? Zero. I was on the seat. They were singing. They didn't stop because I came in. They sang and touched heaven. Who knows the presence touches heaven? Who knows that if you praise the Lord, your praise touches heaven? Is he not saying that you praise him and he pulled many to him? So I was pulled and I'm not aware. I'm seated down there. And before even the preacher, I said, excuse me, I want to get saved. They were amazed. What's wrong with this guy? He is okay. He seems to be up here. He's okay because what is he talking about? No preacher, no nothing, but I want to get saved. Those are how many, we were not together, but I can't remember how many years. Almost over 30 years. Over that, with one second. Saying that I wanted to get saved. I believed and I confessed. I get it now. I don't know whether you are getting it. I believed and I confessed and it came to be. Even today, I'm confessing that I'm saved. You believe in your heart that you're a millionaire and you confess it and it comes to be. Are we together? We are not. You are not getting it. I wish I have a hammer and hammer. You, pastor, listen. Are you getting it? It's a matter of believing in your heart. Yes, and confessing. And you confess that you are a millionaire. Yes, not that you are. Is it only the salvation? No. All the truth is. If you believe it that you are beautiful. And you confess you are beautiful. There you are. Praise the Lord. If I say I am smart, I don't want to know about you. Don't even tell me. Don't even tell me because I didn't address it for you. Are you getting it? You didn't do it. Sister Purity, when you do. I did it. You did it. Can you go? Did you put it because of me? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You don't do whatever you do. Oh, this is so sweet. This is sweet. This is sweet. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to have fun. This salvation, let me tell you. Can I say this? Shut up. This is not Amadena. This is the richest because Jesus was nailed naked. Can I tell you something? He did not have the suits you think about. He didn't go to menswear. To KG, where you shop. He didn't go there. Jesus didn't go there to put that one to be crossed on the cross. No. He was naked. Where was he naked? That we may have clothes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Why was he poor? That we may be rich. Amen. Why did he walk the way he was walking? Mark you for your information. They were in sandals. And Israel, it's not America. Tarmac roads, no. It was dust all over. They were walking wherever that I may drive that one. Amen. Praise the Lord. That I may drive that one. This is why the Lord. This is why. Sorry. This is why. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is why Jesus went whatever he did because of me and because of you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I have a lot of stories and I have heard of many that confess the way I'm talking about today. You might think it's a joke. It's not. If you continue confessing what I'm talking about, I'm telling you, soon and very soon, things will happen and you'll be walking there and you'll be asking, what's the secret? Tell me about the secret. Is this one, the confession, every single day. The Bible says, the weak ones say they are strong. If I'm lying, then the Bible is the best liar. Because it's saying that the weak ones say that I'm strong. Praise the Lord. It should say, no, that's a lie from the devil. If the weak, I'm weak, and I'm that way, and that way. And someone somewhere asked, suppose somewhere I'm sick, I have a flu or something. I'm a preacher of the gospel. Someone come and ask for prayer, pastor. Someone somewhere comes for prayer. And I have flu. And the Bible says the sick will call the elders of the church and they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. That's in the book of James. What do you do? I'm an elder, I'm a pastor, I'm this and that. And my work is to lay hands on these people and I'm sick. What do you do? You say, no, oh, today I'm sick. I'm even more sick than you. So just go home and relax. No, you do accordingly. Hallelujah. Get that person and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you body of Tony Makaregesha, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Receive healing now. Amen. And that's how you had the kerchief. Okay? And it's done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's how it should be. Because we have the rights and we know our rights. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We should be talking of positive stuff. Ever positive. Nothing negative. Even if you see yourself, you don't have anything. Just go ahead and speak positively. Praise the Lord. I read a book called, during those times, Positive Thinking. And it really changed my... Who knows, not only the Bible. You can read other books and rekindle your faith. Who knows that? Do you know that? Other books outside there, the Holy Spirit of God, you know, after working with some people, they come with some stuff, and you read and they rekindle your faith. I read that book, Positive Thinking. And may I tell you, I was working... it's good. I was working in a job... That during those times they were not giving. I was a big man, but they used not. I used not to draw 10,000 Kenya money. What is 10,000 Kenya money? $150. I used not to get that time. No. During my time, civil service, somewhere, I was not drawing 100, I was not drawing 10,000. But, tell your neighbor, but. We meet with you, you call me poor. After reading positive thinking, you call me poor, I'll look for the chief around there because I have to report you. You have to go to the chief's camp there and there. You're calling me poor. Wee. Do you feed my wife? Do you feed me? Do you buy me clothes? And you call me poor. Definitely you go to chief's camp. Quick. That was positive thinking. To today, my account reads zero, but I'm there smiling. I thank God I have a beautiful smile, don't I? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't I have a smile? Don't I? Hey, it's a purity. By the way, no fight with Ben. Ben won't fight me. She's my sister and he's my brother. So if you hear me crossing that area, don't cross. Do you get it? Don't cross. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whether you have or have not, have that smile. Whether you have or have not, my brother, walk shoulder high. And let the people know, yeah, that guy, don't joke with him. He has millions in the bank. Yes? They confess and confess and confess. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We had this guy. He's gone now. Bishop Kamau. Not Kabao, Mr. Bishop. You are Bishop, no. But Bishop Kamau with Narok. He was a bishop or Christian. He was they call them not a presiding bishop. He was a regional bishop. Bishop Kamau didn't have a vehicle. But when he started preaching, he was like this. And did we come to listen to this guy? I think he's cuckoo. He's not okay. Kamau was this. Excuse me. Is he grown? What was he talking about? He was saying, very soon I'll be driving. And people were looking at him and say, every single minute he comes to the church before he preaches, he says, is there another preaching that we are waiting, or that's the only one? Soon and very soon, it came to pass that Pastor Kamau was really driving now. Praise the Lord. He started with confessing, behaving like a driver, which you should be doing. You see, here in America, vehicles are more than men, than people. Did you know that? Vehicles are more than people. They are not like Kenya, where if you buy one, everybody will be like, hey, he bought a vehicle. Here you are in, whom do I say? You hear, wife has a vehicle, husband has a vehicle, the kid has a vehicle, and there is a family car. Does that not mean the vehicles are more than people? Amen? But there in Kenya, if you drive, everybody will be like, aye, aye, he's driving this, especially if you drive like a vehicle, I can see. I don't want to mention it, but if you put it down your doorstop, your door what? That one. If you put it there, that vehicle, people will be saluting you, even without, they will be saluting the vehicle, even without seeing the driver. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Another one. We had this lady. I had her talk. So quote me, go tell her I said that, because she's the one who was saying. She used to smoke. Joyce Meyer. I heard her speaking, and she said she used to smoke. She smoked, and each and every stick, they call it stick, cigarette. I hate this smoking. I hate it. I hate smoking. That hate, it came to pass. And then she stopped smoking. Praise the Lord. If she could have just shut up and say, even God knows that I have weaknesses. Even God knows that I can't stop it. Even God, he will continue with that behavior. But I thank God that she used to confess every single day. And then it came to pass. She's no longer doing it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Amen. The benefits of the cross, my dear, that we could not and we could not and we could not have fit in the kingdom were it not for Jesus Christ dying on the cross, shedding the blood, and today we are full. Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 81, that it's a matter of opening our mouth. Why do we open Psalms 81? Amen. Oh, our sister, 81. Psalms 81. 81. 81. 81. Yeah, not. 80. Oh, that one. 80? 80. My God, 80. 81. Okay, put 80. 10 years, 20 years in America, you can't pronounce 80. One here. Praise the Lord. Amen. 81, okay. Psalms 181. Okay, forget about it. The Bible says, I'm your God. Okay, continue. Down. We'll reach it. It's a one word. Okay. I'm your God. Open your mouth and I'll fill it. Do you know why he's filling your mouth? He's filling you with praises. He's filling you with the confession that every day you be confessing positively. Amen? Every day. That's why he gave you that mouth. You confess, look there. Open thy mouth wide and I'll fill it. Hallelujah. Who is talking of opening it? Who is asking you to open your mouth? Why are you opening your mouth? Because you have been confessing negatively. It's time to start confessing positively every single day. Amen. My hands are blessed of the Lord. If you can remember Deuteronomy, we started with the Deuteronomy 28, and it says, my hands are breath of the Lord. Are they breath of the Lord? Yes. Whatever you touch, it will be breath of the Lord. And I'll confess that way every single minute you go outside there, the work of my hands are breathed by the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you can remember the time of Jacob. The time of Jacob. And Laban, you know the time it came to be, whatever Jacob touched, mushroomed. Whatever he touched, multiplied. Same with you today, because you are the Jacob of today. Amen? Whatever you touch, it will work. Someone told me something. I was on the flight coming to America. And this guy told me something. He told me, you know what? Now you are rich. I said, why? Because you are going to America. So, how? You know what you do? You are going to theology? Yes. Do you know what you do? The theologian, the people you are studying with, the theology, Bible school, Kenya, Bible school, you are going to Bible school, that guy that you'll be sitting with, that white boy that you'll be sitting with, he's a preacher. Now, after learning everything, you ask him, can I come and preach in your church? That's what they think. Can I go and preach your church? Yes. If he says yes, go and preach in that church. Do you know at the end of the day what they give you? $500. Okay? Go to the other one, the other Sunday. Hey, excuse me. Yeah, I'm a preacher from Kenya. Yeah, can I come and preach here? Oh, yeah, you come and preach in our church. Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus is Lord. 500. I'm getting 500. How much is that? 1,000 after? 2 Sundays. Then the third one, I go to Pastor Julius' church. Hey, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Can I come and preach in your church? Yeah, I go there, 500. The fourth Sunday, 500. How much is that? 2,000. Do I need to work? Do I need to go and line up there looking for a job? No, already I am. My spirit, my God, Pastor, let me tell you, I had it. Boom. I said, God forbid. God forbid if I can go and manipulation. If I go outside there and manipulate people of God to get 500, God forbid. Is it not you who has said, you praise the work of my hands? Amen. So, God, you are there. I'm going to America. Please, God, bless my hands. Whatever I'll touch, oh dear Lord, will come to pass. Amen. Today, thank God. Praise the Lord. Yes. Cursed is Jeremiah 17. Jeremiah what? Is it 17? Yeah. Jeremiah 17, the Bible says, cursed is whoever trusts in. But I know God can bless you. Praise the Lord. Confession, 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 confession positively. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Finishing it all. Listen. I'm in Kenya. And I started saying I will come to America. I told you confession. And these are the benefits of the cross. And this is the power of spoken word. I pinned a map. Listen, I pinned a map of Texas. That one day I went to Texas. I pinned it on the wall. And I circled Texas. Thank God, because there is a magazine that was sent. And it has that tower. What do you call it? Downtown. That round. The round and a ball. Union? Yeah, the magazine that you have said, I can remember. Those are like 12 years ago. With that union. I told some people. Come crazy. I told some people, you know this one? And unfortunately, I said, I haven't gone there. I have not gone there. But one day I'll go. But I told them, you know what? One day here, can you see this one? I'm in Kenya. I can't even afford a flight ticket. I cannot. But I'm telling you, you see this one? You see? One day. One day before I go to heaven, I'm getting it. Praise the Lord. And today, where am I? Confession, confession, confession. Confession, confession, confession. Positively. They overcame by the word of the testimony, and that's the Revelation 12:11. The Bible says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Amen. What were they confessing about the Lord? This one was this, and there is your job and my and God's job. Let me tell you, a preacher somewhere came with a conversation with Jesus. And the Lord, okay, I was reading, was it in Rebecca Brown's book? He came to set the captives free or prepare for war, something like that. And the devil came in between. They were discussing, the preacher discussing with Jesus, and the devil came in between. And now, he couldn't hear what Jesus is saying. He said, Jesus, you can see the devil be in between? Jesus is still talking. Excuse me, Jesus, you can't see the devil is in between. He said, that's your job. That's your job. And he was reminded of Mark 16, going down there, that we have been given power and authority over the devils. So he remembered and he casted. He opened his mouth and cast the devil and said, devil, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Jesus is standing behind the devil. In the name of Jesus, devil, you have to leave. And the devil left. Praise the Lord. Positive, positive, positive. Everything, this mouth of ours, let there no any curse. This word, mouth of ours, let's talk of great things. Even if you don't get nothing, even if, remember Deuteronomy 28, is a signed check. And in my eyes, I'm telling you that it will come to pass. Praise the Lord. You'll have it. You'll have it if you continue confession, confessing. Well, we have got one. And that's the devil. The devil's job is to come to steal and destroy. Come, steal, kill, and destroy. He has got another thing that he stole from us. You know? Persistence. Even if you don't get it today, I told you the million that I pinned it on the wall, it is not a one day's thing. I'll be continue talking about that million till I get it. Praise the Lord. If you don't get that million in your account, continue, persist, persist. Persist, tell your neighbor, I'll continue persisting. Till I get it. Amen? And I'm assuring you, you'll get it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to adore you, dear Lord. We want to glorify you, O Jehovah God. Because you are telling us, my Father, ours is confessed and it will come to pass. How I pray that you remind us every single day that we are going to heaven. How I pray, my Redeemer, that we shall be letting others know that we are of sound mind. How we'll be telling others, my God, that we are wealth. How we'll be telling others, my God, that we have more than enough food because you have provided, dear King of Glory. We worship you, Jehovah God, because my Father, as we continue, as you keep on reminding us, confessing, it will come, Jehovah God. We worship you, we exalt you, we magnify you. We pray, believing in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. God bless you. God do you good. Amen. Continue praying, confessing, and it will come to pass. Amen.